Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. And iHeartRadio now, too. I have to have that recorded now again. Oh, gosh, darn. Sorry, I asked for expansion, didn't I? Anyway, welcome. I am home, so I'm coming to you from L.A. And, man, oh, my gosh. Were we surprised on the webinar on fear? Like all our webinars, truly amazing information. But the greatest surprise for all of us was to find out how much we had moved into controlling the fear and choosing not to be afraid, to choose literally to be more balanced. They even took us through this exercise, and it was surprising to all of us how we just said, no, we're not going to choose fear. So it's very, very, very powerful webinar. And of course, it's available on imdwallace.com. But one of the big things they brought up is that fear is a virus. And it's permeating the world more than it ever has at any time. What does a virus do? It attacks where you're weak. So I've been asking for a long time for clarity around, you know, why some people can create a lot of money, but they can't create a divine relationship in their life to save them. And some people can create a fabulous, incredible relationship, but they can't create health. So whatever subject in your life, money, relationships, health and wellness, success, look and see what virus of fear may be permeating that subject. It was interesting because I'm also doing John Assaraf's program on wealth, partly because I really want to bring a lot of it to you. And again, to my great surprise and glee, I found out that I'm really teaching you all the stuff that he's teaching you already. But he was taking us through this. It's quite an amazing program. For those of you who can afford it, I would highly recommend it. I've had a lot of shifts with it. The latest kind of meditation, he was taking us through this exercise, and I realized he wanted us to pick a fear that we were going to confront. And the only one I could find about money is, gosh, am I going to have enough later on in my life? But yesterday, the voice said to me, oh, no, Dee, you're afraid of making too much money. And it just stopped me cold, guys, because I remember coming home from shooting Cujo one day and my husband, Christopher, going, oh, gosh, I just talked to our business manager. Do you know we've made $500,000 this year? And I could feel me energetically pull back and shut down. And he looked at me and he said, God, I thought that would have made you happy. And I said, me too. But that was that sense memory from my little girl, right? That's so want you to work with your little child, do the little child program that I've got, whatever, you know, however you're going to get it, do it. Because my little girl had the message, you should never make more money than you need. And the rich people are the bad people. We're the humble people, so that we're the good people. And on the other end of the spectrum, oh my God, we don't have enough. We have to work really hard to get more money. So you can see the conflict and the lack of clear guidance that I could give the universe with all of those competing programs going on within me. Now, I shared with you a couple of weeks ago that the channel had given me the direction to stop directing energy and start directing our light. And they gave me, and I shared with you, they gave me this exercise about seeing a little pinhole of light and allowing that the light to come out of the pinhole and expand and fill you up and direct that light toward exactly what you wanted. Okay, so now I'm sitting here and I know we're going to expand a lot of this in Creation Station, which I'm so excited. It's in less than 2 weeks now. Oh my God, it's going to be so amazing. But they took me, and I have not had, I want you to know, Ramps of the White Book is one of my Bibles, but I haven't had it out in months. And this morning, I'm directed to go get Ramtha. And they took me literally to this page, and I want to read you the parts so that you can start to understand the synchronicity of how the universe speaks to you. All were born when God, the granted magnificent thought, contemplated and expanded itself into the brilliance of light. That is when you came to be. That is when you were born. Your true parent is God, the mother-father principle of all life. The God within you is the sublime intelligence that gives you credence and the awesome power to create. Now, we often call that the I Am Presence. It is a wonderful life force that maintains your life forever and ever and ever. Now listen, I almost fell over. The body was created to house a most complex electrical system of light variables that make up and constitute the true entity, self. Listen, what you really are is not the size of your body. You are a little pinpoint of light. In the smallness of your being is collected everything that you have ever been since you were born of God, your beloved Father. I mean, how much more right on do we need evidence that our channel is bringing us incredible, correct, unbelievable information? And then the universe says, yeah, pick up this book and go to this page. And everything's verified about what you've been given. So we're going to be talking about our light from now on, as opposed to our energy. And again, to just start wherever in your body that you might be challenged with health or feeling your best right now, start there and visualize that little pinpoint of light. Know clearly what you are directing your light to do, which is to bring about the state of balance and health, right? And stability. And then put that little pinpoint of light there, which is you, and expand your light out so that it can heal. Flippin' amazing to me. All right, I have to tell all of you, and I ask for your patience and your help. It's been another challenge trying to shift assistance and getting everybody trained. Sickness and health problems and families and stuff. So literally, there's been 3 people at any one time trying to run this business. And I just decided I have to let go. I just have to let go and trust. Because, and what I found behind why I was so anxious about all of this is that I was in fear of letting you guys down, not getting back to you in a timely way, losing emails that I should be answering. So I'm just asking you to be patient. It will probably be at least another week before we get the office settled. If we haven't gotten back to you, let us know. If something's fallen through the cracks, please let us know. It's the best I can do right now, guys. And I'm in trust that you all know that I love you and care for you so much that we're all doing the best we can to take care of your needs. So, yeah, can I go to the calls now? Yes, I can. Please start working with your light. I want some feedback. We're going to start with Allison in Canada. Hi.
Hi, Dee. I just found your show a couple of weeks ago, and I've been listening to lots of the shows from the past, and I just want to say I really appreciate you and your work. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Allison, and welcome. Welcome, welcome. Is there a question we can help you with today?
Yes. I recently moved back to my hometown to be closer to my parents and sisters, and I tend to script things out, so ahead of time, you know, selling the apartment, buying a new place, the whole move, and it all went smoothly and, in fact, even better than I expected in a lot of ways. But
beautiful.
Now that I'm here, the job's not showing up. It's like I put out all these resumes and I hear nothing back, and usually I find jobs really easily. So
all right.
I'm wondering...
So, Allison, explain to me what you mean by I script things out.
Well, I'll journal as if it's already happened.
Yeah,
so
but you haven't done that about
really
the job.
Easily.
You haven't done
about
that about
the
job, they're saying.
Okay. Well, I have, just last week, I was writing out, I was listening about finding clarity. And
uh-huh.
So I was writing out to become more clear exactly what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
And
but you're not. So let's
not.
See where you're falling out. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Sound of Music.
Okay. Whenever they give me the Sound of Music, it's all about, you know, most of the picture is she finds herself and she finds where she's supposed to belong and she finds her family, and then the Nazis come in and she has to leave. And all the joy and the happiness of the home and loving Austria and everything, she's got to leave it. Okay, so there's a fear. Hold on. There's a fear in you that you have left the other home you loved, and you don't trust that you will be staying here. So see if you can find any thoughts that dovetail back into that you've had.
Well, I moved away from my hometown because things were difficult and I needed a fresh perspective. So I moved away, was gone 4 years, and I felt like I completed what I needed to do. And so now I've moved back, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't moving back into the the same place I was before.
Okay.
But I do feel like I've done enough work that I'm not in the same place I was before.
Well, I get a part, yes. You've done the work to know that you're not in the same place, but you're in fear that something like that place is going to happen again now that you're back. And see, that's your old story, Allison, and you got to let go of that, because part of you is saying, I want to create this so nothing happens like it did last time. Instead of writing down and feeling love around all the positive things that you want and just focusing on that. See, when I say you're filled up with the joy and anticipation of finding this job, I get a no. There's a, oh my God, is this a sign? Is this the hard part? Is this, why is this, you know, you're focused on that very, very small subconscious fear, right? That it's not going to happen, or it's going to go away, or somehow the scenario of what was there before is still going to happen. So you got to let that go, baby. And you have to really go into feeling the love and joy around this job you're creating.
Okay.
I mean,
so
literally,
the old story.
Yeah, the old fear, and the, you know, I moved away because of this, and I hope it's not going to happen again. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And literally, Allison, they're saying a job could just drop in the next week. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
but you have to turn this around first, because you want to attract a job that you're going to be joyful in, not that you're going to be worried about.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So much.
Thank you. All right, Stephen. So this little thing came up, says I'm not connected. Oh, there we're back. Thank you, Stephen. God, what would I do without Stephen? Not much. If you want to talk to the channel, by the way, please press 1 so we can get you lined up. Karen in Toronto. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Thank you again. God love you. Just really thank you for, like, I tend to all go into the state of love. Like what you said last week is there's been a lot coming up, and I have to stop exactly what you said, release it. I actually just picture myself in God's hands because it's too big. And I have a lot of reflux and pain that comes from my chest up into my jaw, where I'm feeling, I'm not sure if it's because, I guess I may think that it's because I'm not speaking the truth. I'm not sure.
That you're not speaking your truth. Okay, Karen, have you seen a doctor?
I do. I have very high blood pressure that they can't control.
Well, you can, though.
I do. And I remember you taught me how to do the breath work, and it's what's been really helping me a lot.
Okay. Do you do it daily?
I do.
Okay. Because chest pain's going into your jaw, you know, that's a kind of a red flag. So you need to call your doctor. You need to call your doctor about that. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. I can tell you energetically, you are fighting yourself around loving yourself. And I could say that for every person on the call, including myself. In some subject, we are not giving to ourselves the amount of love, unconditional love, that we should be giving to ourselves because of those old stories that we're not supposed to, we're not supposed to. We're not supposed to love ourselves. So, interestingly enough, Karen, we're going to the subject of money. Can you love yourself more in the subject of money? So what's going on in your financial life?
Nothing. That's the problem, is it comes in when I earn it, and then it's just it just completely stops. And
okay, so that's a pattern.
Yes.
That's a pattern. And, you know, okay, so listen to these words. Money is kind of the heartbeat of our society. And it's a metaphor. It's purely a metaphor that I'm giving you now. But, you know, your heart wants to beat continually and joyfully around money. So let's get to why the money stops, because that's going to affect the heart. Okay, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, any movie that pops in.
On Golden Pond.
Yeah, okay. So that tells me very clearly that you've got to break ancestral genetic modeling around money from your parents. So tell me, what did they model for you, especially your dad, around money?
Oh, it was never enough.
Okay. So if there's never going to be enough, Karen, you might as well just stop trying to make it. And that's the pattern that's happening to you.
Yeah, he always said the ship didn't come in. But Dee, I just want to share something with you that came up, that when you said that, I remember my cousin saying to me that my great-grandfather was very wealthy, and his wife died, and apparently she looked exactly like me when she was 19. So he denounced his fortune because he felt God punished him because his wife died young. He moved to the other side of Canada and became a minister on the streets in Vancouver to help people. But he denounced his fortune because he thought he was being punished for the money.
Okay, could you please give that flipping one up?
Yeah.
I mean, Karen, come on. You don't want to own that story.
I don't want to own that.
And that's exactly, you see, that's exactly what I got to in that exercise I was doing, is I'm afraid of making too much money. Now, I'm afraid of making too much money, not because I'll die, because I'll be one of the bad people. I'll mishandle it. I'll take advantage of people. And I know that is absolutely not who I am, that I have choice over everything I do with my money. So start playing around with that and see if your blood pressure doesn't. Give yourself permission to be healthy and make continually all the money you want.
Thank you.
You bet. That's huge. And guys, listen, I hope everybody was present during that, because that was a lot where so many of us are at. Davina in Colorado, you're on.
Yes. Hi, wonderful, awesome Dee.
Hello, wonderful, awesome Davina.
I have a question. I am thinking, well, I'm planning on doing a book and bringing a bright light of love, hope, and healing to those who read it. And there's a program that I'm thinking about doing. I'm just, you know, on the fence as to, is this the right program for me or not?
Okay. That's so not the right question ever, guys. Ever. Because you're the creation of you. So you attracted this program to yourself for a reason. The right question is not, is it the right one for me, but will this give me any kind of information, or will this move me, or will this expand me in some way so that I am more the creator of myself? So what's the answer to that about this program?
Well, I like to think so.
Well, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Because you can, and I've had experience with this with people where, you know, I've taught an incredible workshop, or I've given an incredible private session, but they came in doubting in the first place. I can't take your doubt away, Davina. Only you can do that.
Yeah.
So what would you have to know in order to know that this program is going to serve you. Because I get it's not about the money.
Right. It's more of, am I just sort of jumping into this because of fear and insecurity that, you know, I can't do, you know, that.
So you're doubting
I'm ready,
yourself.
All things will be provided to me.
That's what I want you to see. You're not doubting the program. You're doubting yourself. You're doubting whether you should even write this book. And then what your mind does is, oh, I'll deflect it onto the program. You, and I'm telling you right now, the channel is saying you need to write this book. That's all the permission you should need if you can't give it to yourself. When I wrote Conscious Creation, I literally didn't have a choice. I was told to write Conscious Creation, which I know a lot of you keep by the side of your bed as your Bible, which is a huge honor for me. And I was about 3/4 of the way through, and I was getting so frustrated, and I wasn't sure, and it was a kind of, you know, the work hadn't progressed. Now I never doubt myself. And I did a session with John Edwards where my husband came through, and John said, he keeps showing me writing, Dee, writing. Are you writing something? And I said, well, I have been. I put it down for a while because he said, no, you have to finish this book. Your husband's saying you have to finish this book. Do you have a husband, Davina?
No, we're getting divorced. I'm the one that lost a son, but I believe my son is
okay,
going to help me with this.
Okay, then it's your son, because somebody's kind of male figure is coming through and saying you've got to write this book. So go write the book, take the class, start taking action. Okay? Just do it.
Okay.
Just start doing it. Don't edit it. Just start writing. All right.
Okay.
You got your marching orders.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet.
You're awesome.
Thank you. You are too. I heard that. Phyllis, what's up? I can't hear you. Get
okay,
settled.
Dee, can you hear me?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I just kind of have a testimonial. When I tried to call you in September, you said to me, you know, you're in control. And then we didn't do the private. And then I talked to you in October. I had a consult with a lawyer on Saturday, and he just laid out everything legally and was like, oh, okay, I am in control. So I guess I just needed that confirmation.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, so it's like, oh,
you
I am
needed,
in control.
You know, guys, whether it's a book, whether it's a legal thing you're trying to do, you are the light that you have to direct. Your light is the same thing as your I am presence. Your I am presence is your creative power. So when we're using the light and directing the light, we're literally telling our creative power what to do. Okay, all right. You're way too noisy, Phyllis, but thank
okay.
you for that. Thank
right.
you. Love you. Good grief, guys. Get settled if you're going to call in. Sylvia in New York, you're on.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Fabulous, darling. And you?
I'm blessed.
Good. Yes, you are. Yes, we all are.
Yeah, we all are, exactly. I just say it. I'm going to go out a little bit off the subject that you're talking about right now. But I was going out with my niece, and we were going to go see my dad. And I said, nah, we'll come back later. And we didn't come back. And the next day when I went in, my dad had transcended. And
yeah,
then
he didn't want you there, Sylvia. He didn't want you there.
Right. But here's the let me finish so you can connect everything. So then this was 1999. And then my niece called me up, and she says, Titi, come over. Bring me something to eat. And I was working nights at that time. And I said, I'm too tired. I can't go. And then the next day, my sister calls me and says, Christina transcended. And she had in a car accident. And then in 2012, I take my mom to the hospital. And she, it was just for examinations to see if she was going to be able to fit a valve. And I 100% knew that we were not going to do a procedure. I knew it 100%. I spoke with it with my sister. We're not doing it. My other sister came from Florida, and she was there with me. And all of a sudden, I'm not. I leave my body. I'm not there. And it's like I don't know what the hell happened, but the procedure was done. And my mom transcended. And I was like, gosh. And then what happened also is, my dad came for my niece in one of my dreams, and my niece ran, and he was in a silhouette. And then my niece transcended, and I was like, wow. And then he came again for my mom, and I said, please, Dad, don't, not yet. So I got a couple of more years with my mom, and then he wasn't coming back to me, so he came to my aunt, and my aunt said, I saw him, he came. So he came to her to get my mom, and I just want to ask the channel, you know, why do they come to me? I mean, I know, you know, kind of, but
I have your answer, Sylvia.
Yeah.
They come to you so that you will finally, hopefully, get the message that you don't get to choose. And everybody leaves with choice. Everybody. I don't care whether they're in the womb, whether they're a day old or they're 97 or they're 112. Everybody gets to choose when they leave, how they leave, and it's not up to us.
Yeah.
And you still haven't quite gotten that message because you're holding on to the guilt. There's no guilt associated with it because it's not your responsibility about any of it.
Right.
Well,
yeah, my humanoid makes me guilty sometimes, makes me feel. I hear that.
Okay, so guilt is wasted energy that's a sin against the light of who you are.
Right.
I want everybody to hear that. Feeling guilty about anything is you demeaning you and shutting your light down so that you can't create.
Right. It's
a wasted energy. So they're all showing up today to give you permission to let the guilt go and to understand that everybody is in charge of their own creation. Do you want to do that today, Sylvia?
Yes, I want to release it. I want to, yes.
Yeah, let's all. You know, because we've all had deaths, we've all lost loved ones, even if loved ones are pets, you know. And I want to say something that my spiritual teacher, when Chris died, she called me and she said, Dee, I want you to understand that with every death, there's grief, but there's also relief.
Yeah.
Don't feel guilty about the relief.
Mm.
Because you're letting them go from suffering. You're letting them go from the trials of life, even if those trials are with you.
Right.
So I pass that on to all of you, because if you really want to open up your energy to create your life, you have got to let go of the energy that is dimming your light, guilt and fear, holding grudges, not letting go of your old stories, right? So that's literally, Sylvia, they're saying that's what you came in to learn. You came in to learn you're not in control of someone else's life, including their death.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
Wow,
and,
thanks for bringing that one in.
You're welcome. And what is the name of the body book, the exact name?
Do you get my e-blast, Sylvia?
No, I tried, but I couldn't get through.
No, just go on and sign up for it. If you have a problem, email us, because the link is right on my e-blast, guys. Go to imdwallace.com and sign up for the e-blast.
All
and
right,
if you
I
have
that.
A problem, email me at d@imdwallace.com. All right, baby? Because there's invaluable stuff on there every week. Thanks, Sylvia. Thanks. Emily in Idaho, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
wow,
baby.
What a call.
And we say that every week.
Yes, taking every one of these messages to heart. And I'm directing my light toward both my ankles. My left one was sore. I've been wearing a different pair of shoes. And then yesterday I twisted my right one. And then I had also a dream where I couldn't find my car, which I adore and love my car.
Okay. Well, of course, your feet take you where you want to go, and so does your car.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm supposed to look up in the body book, and I don't have the body books back in this office. You need to email.
I have mine right in front of me.
Oh, okay. Well, look up ankle.
Yeah, there were so many things that.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to tell you where to go. Just get to ankle.
Okay.
Okay. And it's the very first paragraph, the very first line.
Oh, how funny. Okay. Let's see. Ankle, the very general ankle, over-responsible. They're operating with a lot of guilty rigidity and an inability to receive pleasure and support.
Yep, there's the guilt thing again, you see. So
yeah.
Is that going on in your life? Are you going, oh, God, all right, I'll do it. Oh, my God,
yes.
There's something else. I'll do it.
Yep.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, see, so the part of you is going, all right, I've got to do it. I've got to handle it. I've got to walk into all this. And the other part of you is going, Emily, will you stop trying to create everybody else and handle their stuff for them? I'll just stop you by screwing around with your ankles.
Yeah. It feels really right to be here helping my mom, but what I'm recognizing on today's call is what I've avoided doing is starting writing the book I know I need to write. And I can be doing that at the same time.
Yes, you absolutely can. And they say, you see, your ankles wouldn't bother you so much if you made it a choice. But you're going, I have to be here to help my mom. That's what a good little girl does. And I'll do it. I'll walk into the responsibility. But that doesn't make it a choice, Emily. And when you really make it a choice, then it's, I'm going to do this. I love my mom. I'm choosing to do this. I want to walk through this with her. And, you know, I'm feeling like I need a break. I'm going to look for someone who can come in and sit with her once or twice a week so I can have a break. Look at how you can start creating it with more choice.
Uh-huh.
Instead of this driving, I've got to do it. I've got to take care of everybody. It's too much responsibility.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You're
awesome.
Losing your balance is basically what it is.
Okay.
Which is why you're tripping.
You.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You bet. Love that body book. Tim in New York, you're on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Tim. What's up?
Okay, so I'm new listening to the show. I know, as I've heard you describing, that I've definitely, for the last 2 decades till now, kind of been living in this fair paradigm. Kind of not sure what I need to do to get money or job-wise. I've just stuck in the jobs that I detested, as the universe is kind of just kicking me along, and they're getting worse and worse. So I know I have to change the paradigm to bring a new opportunity. It's just I've been feeling stuck. Okay, actually, I'm not using that language anymore, but I previously felt stuck just because I wasn't sure where to go. So I heard you describe this light technique, and I just was wondering if you could clarify a little bit. I can try to bring some new things.
I will clarify it as much as I have clarity around it, because it's all new information coming in. But they want to give you, oh my God, here we go. Lord have mercy. All right, Tim, hang on, because you're new and hopefully this won't drive you away. They're taken to a core belief on my sheets that I use, which everybody can get with the Balance podcast at IMD Wallace. The core belief is, I believe I can't be free. Now, this is a bunch of past life stuff, and they're showing me slaves. So obviously you had a lifetime where you were a slave. Oh, and okay. And a lifetime. Okay, like I said, bear with me. And a lifetime that was happening at the same time where you were a slave owner. So, wow. All right. So those two places in you are really fighting each other right now. I want to be the boss. I want to be in charge. I want to be powerful. And the other part of you is going, no, people like that make slaves out of people like me. And they're both going on within you. So their question to you today is, do you want to be the powerful creator that you are, knowing that you will honor, respect, and take care of all other human beings energetically when you are in this place of power?
And my answer is, yes, I do.
Okay. So you want to really play around with that knowing. And yes, you can use the light exercise. So they're showing me for the first time now. Is this always the case? No, but this is the case for Tim. To go to your third eye, you know where that is?
Yep.
Okay. And see the pinpoint of light there. And your purpose, your intention, is to direct that light as it grows bigger to integrate these two parts of yourself, so that you know, when I'm powerful, I am kind, and I am I'm benevolent at the same time. Did you get that?
Okay, I got that.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Is this resonating with you, Tim?
Yes, it is. It is. Thank
Great.
You very much.
You bet. Good luck and welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love it that we're getting new people, because the universe is hearing me about expanding. Catherine in New Jersey, you're on.
Yes, hi, Dee. How are you today?
Fabulous.
Okay, so I guess the call before this last one, when you were talking about letting go of the old, that seemed to be coming up a lot lately for me. And I know what I need to do about it, but for whatever reason,
No, there's no reason, Catherine. If you know what you need to do, just do it. I mean, Nike was given the divine expression. Just do it. And that's where we're all at. If you can sit there and go, I know what I have to do, then you better bloody take action on doing it. So I get that you do know what you have to do. So what's an action you can take today?
Make a plan.
Okay. I want you to do that before you go to bed tonight. And I want you to email me that it's done. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then tomorrow you get up and you go, okay, I have to take an action step today. I know what it is I want. What action step can I take? Because see, guys, the way it works is, once you start taking action steps, then you can see clearly the resistance that's in your way. Hmm. And you go, ah, well, that's just an unfounded fear. I'm going to walk through it. I'm going to face it. And I'm going to go take my action anyway. But
Okay.
We want to give ourselves that out of, well, I just don't know why I can't. And I'm not accepting that anymore. The channel's not accepting that anymore. You're
right.
The light of you. Go create what you want.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Yep. I have one other question for you. Just a few moments before you picked up the call, my cat walked across onto my lap, and I thought, well, maybe that has something to do with what I need to talk about today. Anything
nope.
from the channel?
No,
okay.
Your cat is going, you know, watch me. I do exactly what I want.
She sleeps all day, yes.
You know, well, that's what
yeah.
she wants, not what you want.
Of course.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
go do it, Catherine. Go do it. That's a message to everybody. Is
really?
You know, go do. Ananda in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am the new
yes.
caller.
Oh, goody. I'm so excited with all these new callers we have today. Great. Welcome. What can we do for you?
Oh, well, I love to hear your excitement. So, yeah, you know, one of the callers, a couple of callers I definitely resonated with, but one of the callers, you rephrased the question. And so forgive me if I kind of don't rephrase it in the way that it needs to be.
Oh, no, that's fine, honey. Just say it. That's fine.
Yeah,
we all do it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm actually co-creating a workshop with another individual.
Okay,
and,
stop, Ananda.
Yeah.
They're saying, no, you're really creating it mostly by yourself. Is that true?
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So they're not helping you much. I don't get that they're holding you back.
No.
But the channel wants to say, you know, if you need somebody else you know, like, it's always more fun to play ball on the playground with somebody else, but don't expect them to bring through for you what you need, because you're going to actually be doing most of it.
I already get that. It's just
okay.
I'm wondering if this particular partnership was going to be expansive for me, or if this is kind of a one-time thing. And I guess
you already know the answer to that. What is it?
Yeah, it is that it's a one-time thing.
You bet. See, you
yeah.
knew it already. And again, this is how our minds mess around with us to talk us out of accepting our power. Right? So maybe
yeah.
I don't know. Doubt is the biggest way that your mind, and your mind is created to doubt, to question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? But it's the yeah. biggest way that we hold ourselves back from just saying, I want everybody to get up this week and just say, today is the day that I know. I know. I know the answer to every question I have, I know. Because if we don't claim that we know, then we cannot know.
Then we don't. Right, exactly.
Awesome.
Totally liberating.
So,
thank you so much.
You bet, baby. That was great. That was great. And welcome, Ananda. Welcome. And we're going to Maria in San Francisco. Hi, babe.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I just really, really want you to know what a blessing you are.
Oh,
really
thank you. Thank you. I accept that. And right back at you.
Thank you. So I'm trying to do the grounding exercises. I'm trying to move forward. Yesterday, it just happens where I wake up and I feel like I'm sensing on an energetic level something's going to happen. And all day it was increasingly getting overwhelming. And I don't know if I was being warned or I was trying to be guided to go do something. I went to a flea market near my house with my mother. And when she would get within a certain amount of feet from me, I started feeling worse.
Okay. So let me tell you what's going on. And, the Fear webinar addressed this really well. What's going on is you're feeling excited about expansion, and you decided to look at that in a negative way instead of a positive way. And if you were you on the Fear webinar, Maria?
No, I don't have a Kink account, so I can't sign up for that.
Well, okay, that I just want to lovingly point out to you that if you wanted to be on it, you would make an account. However, for the sake of what we're talking about now, just another way you kind of hold yourself back, okay? What we're talking about now is there was an exercise that they had us do about walking down into this dark room. And I, you know, they never said there was something bad down there. And yet over half of the people either saw something bad, made up a monster, or they saw something or felt something positive and they said, oh no, I'm supposed to be scared. And then they made something into something they have to fear. That's exactly what you're doing. And if, like our other caller, you were getting messages about people making their transition, that's not a negative thing. Any of us that channel know that you bring in information, and all information is objective information. But what the channel would like you to start looking at in your life is how many times you choose to look at it from a fearful place as opposed to a joyful, positive one. Are you resonating with this? Maria?
Partly.
Okay. Well, you're going to get more and more clarity and information about this if after the call you sit down and you really look at your life and go, wow, you know, I could have looked at that as a learning experience instead of I looked at that as a victim experience. Wow, I could have looked at this as a freedom experience instead I looked at this as a victim experience. I'm not selling the webinar, but I want you to realize that your mind says, well, I can't do this because, instead of you taking your light and going, how can I do this?
That part I do understand.
Okay.
Yeah, the fearful, looking at it as fearful rather than positive, I just start increasingly feeling energetically overwhelmed by such back pain, and it just kept increasing as the day went on. I felt like maybe I shouldn't have left the market at a certain point, that maybe I needed to be in a certain place or I needed to go find
what you need, Maria. Look, listen to me, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All these physical things, pardon me, they're correcting me, most of these physical things that you're talking about today is because you are fighting you. Look where you want to be powerful, and then look at the messages that you were given or have created yourself that are not allowing you to be powerful. And back pain is almost always associated with carrying too much of the load. So they want you to look at all those things in your life and quit fighting yourself. Integrate all of you so that you can be powerfully moving forward. And that's your mantra for every morning this week. I am powerfully moving forward. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one for all of us. Thank you, darling. Oh, my gosh. I was trying to run through these calls, but we're out of time. To all of those that are new with us, we're so excited to have you. Because one of the things I have been claiming is expansion for this work. You will not believe the freedom you get when you apply the principles that we're being taught here. I just love you guys. I love you so much. I woke up even early this morning and my guy said, my God, why are you up so early? He said, I'm just excited about my show. I'm just excited about being with these people I love. And what better way to wake up early, right? So until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Woohoo! Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.